So I think it's important that we take a look at Parshas Hazino for a moment, because it is a parsha that is so incredibly significant. Incredibly significant. And that is for the following reason. In last week's parsha, Parshas Vayelech, when the Pasuk described how HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that the day is going to come when Klal Yisrael will worship Avodah Zarah, and I will be infuriated at them, angered at them. I will abandon them. I will conceal my face, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They will be beset by ra'os, rabos vitzaros, terrible things. V'anochi haster astir panai. I will conceal my face, says God. V'ata kisvu lochem es hashira hazos. Write down this song, teach it to B'nai Yisrael, so that this song should be an aid of B'nai Yisrael. It should be witness to the fact that I warned them. What is this shira that we're referring to, says Rashi? Parshas Hazino. And again, the pasuk says again, and when they will encounter ra'os, rabos, vitzaros, this shira will answer before them as a witness. As a witness. Kisvu lochem es hashira hazos v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael. A reference, says Rashi, to the song of Hazinu. And in fact, we know Hazinu is written in song form. It's not written as standard text in the Sefer Torah. But the question, the obvious question that so many ask is, why on earth is Hazinu a Shira? You tell me Shiras Hayom, I understand you're celebrating the amazing miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf. You tell me Shiras HaBe'er, I understand the amazing miracles of the water that followed Klai Yisrael throughout the desert. Shiras Devorah, what an incredible victory over Sisera and the most powerful armed force at the world at that time. So often I know why Shira is Shira. Shira Shirim, beautiful song of love, relationship, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael, I get it all. Why is Hazinu a Shira? What is Hazinu all about? Hazinu talks about the Jews getting fat and rejecting God, abandoning God, God getting angry because they worship other gods, God concealing his face, God's anger burning against the Jews, God taking out his anger on the Jews, so to speak. I mean, this is a Shira? This is a song? Is this what you sing about? Why is this a Shira? Why is this a Shira? So what is so critical is to look at the Ramban. This Ramban is so fundamental. Ramban, at the end of Parshas Hazino, in Perek Lamed Beis, but towards the very end, Pasuk Mem Aleph, right around there. And the Ramban writes something remarkable. It says as follows. Ramban says, this Shira is an aid emes v'ne'emon. This Shira is a trusted witness. Why? Because Ramban says, if you read through the Parsha carefully, you'll see the Shira will predict everything that will come to happen to Klal Yisrael. And Ramban goes through it in brief summary, step by step. What does the Shira actually refer to? And reading the Pesukim quickly, you probably wouldn't pick up on it because the words are somewhat vague references to what is really intended here. But Ramban spells it out for you. Ramban says, the Shira begins by first describing the incredible chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed with us, Klal Yisrael, by taking us as his people. And this you see in the Pasuk. Ki chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso. Right? That the people of Yaakov are God's portion. So that's as Ramban describes the incredible chesed that God performed with Klal Yisrael, taking us as his people. Then says Ramban, the Torah describes the incredible kindness God performed for us in the Midbar. You look in the Psukim. Yimtzeu be'eretz Midbar. The Jews, when they were found by Kadosh Baruch Hu in the desert, so to speak. Uvisohu yilel yeshimon. In desolate land. Yisovevenu yivonenehu yitzvenu ki'ishon eno. God encircled them with his clouds of glory. He enlightened them. He guarded them from the serpents and the scorpions, from the non-Jews who sought to attack them. Ki'ishon eno, as if they were his most precious possession. Kinesha Yorikino goes all of Yerachev. Yifros Kinafav Yikacher Yisrael Evraso. God, like an eagle arousing its young, hovering over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them on top of him. This is all describing God's protection of the Jews in the Midbar. And then says Ramban, the Pasuk describes how God gave us the land of mighty nations. Yarkiveo abomasei aretz, giving us the land. Says Ramban further, and all of the goodness and the wealth and the glory that God gave us in that land. Chemas bakar, chalev tzon, chalev karim, elim b'nei bashan, the animals, the wealth, the luxuries, dam einav, teshtachamer, the wine, the produce, the grain, all this which we consumed so luxuriously in the land. And then says Ramban, the Pasuk describes how from an abundance of good we rebelled against God. We worshiped the Vodazara. We angered God. God then sent against us in our land pestilence, dever, famine, chayarah, cherev. And then he scattered us in every direction. And Ramban says, and it is well known this all happened to us. Calls in this kind by Hichain. And what then does the Shira say, says Ramban? That ultimately, at the end, Yashiv Nakam Litzarav Vilim Sanav Yishalem. That God will then take vengeance against those who hate him, and he will take revenge against his enemies. Why? Says Ramban, because they did what they did to Klal Yisrael, not because L'shem Shemayim, but because they hate God, and because they hate the Jews for being different, for serving God, for keeping mitzvos, for not marrying with them, for not eating their sacrifices, for despising their Avodah Zarah, for destroying their Avodah Zarah. So because they hate God, and that's why they attack us, the Jews, they are God's enemies, he will take revenge against them. And since Ramban, the Pasuk here in Hazinu, predicts with this description what will happen with the Geula Asida. Because the Pasuk says, Harninu Goyim Amo, the nations will praise and sing praises of Klal Yisrael. Says Ramban, in Bayis Sheni times, the Goyim were not singing our praises. After all, they were actually making fun of us, says Ramban. When the Jews went back to build the second Mikdash, Ramban says, they made fun of us. What are these Nebuch Jews doing? The Jewish leaders at that time were servants of the Persian kings. Mordechai, Nehemiah, Daniel, they were all ministers to the Persian kings. We were subject to the Persians. They mocked us for building the Bayis Sheni. So when the Pasuk says, Harninu Gaim Amo, the nations will sing our praises, says Ramban, that's a reference not to Bayis Sheni, it's a reference to Geula Ha'asida. And Ramban says, and there's no stipulation here that the Jews must do tshuva first. Rather, this is a shtar edus. This is proof. It's a guarantee that we will sin, and nonetheless, even though God will be angry and rebuke us, but ultimately he'll punish our enemies, forgive us. And if so, says Ramban, this Shira is the greatest, most explicit guarantee of the Geula Asida. And Ramban says, even if this was in theory written by some stargazer, he says, we would believe it because it all came true. He says, how much more so, this is God's word through the Navi Moshe Rabbeinu, how much more so that we should obviously believe it because it is so, so true. It has come true. Everything that it predicts has happened. This, says Ramban, is what Hazinu is all about. And now I know why it's a Shira. It's a Shira because you see this all unfolded. You see history as described here by the Shira Hazinu, exactly as described. The wealth, the cover that Jews had in Eretz Yisrael, the sins, the Avodah Zarah, the anger of God, the exile, the punishment, the suffering, the persecution, the cherev, the ra'av, the dever. And then you'll see as well God taking vengeance and revenge against his enemies. And the Jews then being the subject of the songs of praise of the non-Jews. The Dam Avad of Yikom V'Nakom Yashav L'Tzar V'Chipad Masa Amo, God appeasing his nation, appeasing his people, appeasing his land. Just watch as history unfolds. You see Yad Hashem. So incredible to watch. Look back at the course of the last 100, 150 years of history. And you see in Eretz Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael, how slowly, Geula is unfolding. Jews returning back to Eretz Yisrael from around the world. Remarkable how you see Yad Hashem unfolding throughout the past many decades. Incredibly inspiring to see. Mamish, the Geula as described by the Nevi'im unfolding in front of our very, very eyes. Remarkable. Definitely a song, a shira worth singing. Shimshon Pinkus adds one ha'ara. Says, you know why this is a shira? Because ultimately, what it leads to is as the Pasuk says in Pasuk Lamites, Ru'u ata ki ani anihu ve'ein Elohim imadi. All this proves, says Shimshon Pinkus, ultimately leads you to the conclusion that only I am God, says the Kaddish Baruch. There's no other God besides me. Ani yomis v'achaya, machatzi v'aniyapa, ein miyodi matzil. This all goes to prove and show God's oneness, God's authority as sovereign over the universe. That is ultimately the goal of all of this. And that is also why this is ultimately a shira. Because we sing songs when we recognize, and everyone recognizes that Kaddish Baruch's dominion over the universe. We sing songs as we recognize how, yes, we've sinned, we've suffered, but now God is bringing Geula as promised. And this song is the greatest song one can sing because it is the proof, the most explicit guarantee that will be zochah to Geula after having sinned, after having suffered, comes the Geula as the Kaddish Baruch Hu promises. So we hope that Be'ezus Hashem, this year, the Shiras HaAzimah should continue to unfold as reality, to see the Haninu Gaim Amo, Kidam Avadav Yikam, the Nakam Yashiv Otsara, the Chiprat Maso Amo, to see a Kaddish Baruch Hu continue to appease Chal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael by bringing us back, the Geula Shalema.